We know that by Mechias Amalek, Shitas Achinuch is that women are potter from Kriyas Parsha Zohar. Why? Because they are potter from the mitzvah of killing Amalek. Right? Noshim are potter with kill Amalek. So the Minchas Chinuch already asks, and by the way, so what the Chinuch means to say, that since the mitzvah to remember is to remember people what Amalek did in order to basically call them and remind them to go into war to kill Amalek, women are potter from killing Amalek, are potter from remember or to have the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. The question that needs to be asked is the following: why are Noshim potter from Mechias Amalek? So the Minchas Chinuch of Noshim Minchas on the spot asks and he says, "I don't understand. Zatav mitzvah says Shezman Groma. Why should women be potter?" And the kasha becomes a bigger kasha, and he says that's what probably the Mishneh Levelch means, because the mitzvah, there is another mitzvah to Mechias Shiva Samimin. You have to, the halacha is you have to kill the Shiva Samimin. On that, the Chinuch says Noshim Achayev. So what's the difference? Shiva Samimin, Noshim Achayev, here Noshim Potter. And the kasha becomes a bigger kasha because the Gemara Daf Mem Daled in Soita says that Milchemes Mitzvah afilu kala mechuposa. The Milchemes Mitzvah, even a kala from her own chupa, she goes into wage war. So why are Noshim Potter from Mechias Amalek? That's the kasha, the famous kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, and he says Mishnah Melech asks it. So the Avnei Nezer says a famous teretz. He says, you know why? Because the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is even on Yechidim. Individuals have to kill Amalek. The mitzvah to kill Amalek is an extension of Mises Beis Din. It's like a Mises Beis Din, and what the Avnei Nezer understands is like a vigilante. Everybody has the ability and the chiyuv to apply Mises Beis Din to whom? To Amalek. Mises Beis Din, we know it's not doing Shabbos. The Gemara learned b'chol b'shvei sechem, l'tzvaru yesh b'chol b'shvei sechem, that Mises Beis Din is not doing Shabbos. So therefore, Mechias Amalek is not doing Shabbos. If Mechias Amalek is not doing Shabbos, comes out that the mitzvah applies to every day except for Shabbos. So it comes out, the mitzvah says, Shez Mangroma. So says the Minchas Chinuch, says the Avnei Nezer, you see the mitzvah of killing Amalek is what? Is a mitzvah says, Shez Mangroma. Now the Kli Chemda asks a kasha, and he says, 1 second. The aloha is that you're not allowed to kill Amalek on Shabbos because you're Mechal Shabbos, right? Because it's not doing Shabbos. But if you did it, you're still Mechal the mitzvah? Because mitzvah Baba Vera, there's a famous Mishnah of Shara Melech who says, mitzvah Baba Vera is only a mitzvah when the Avera is the Chavtza, like a Avera, Matzah Shel Gezel, anything else. But an Avera that's totally Bizman, that's not. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, who over the Avera? You did an Avera, but still you're Mechal the mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah, says Shez Mangrom, because if you kill an Amalek on Shabbos, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. So even though you're not allowed to do it, so it's not a mitzvah, says Shez Mangrom, and Noshim should be chayev. Why are Noshim potur?
So it's interesting that by tefillin, the reason why tefillin is a mitzvah says Shez Mangrom is not because of Shabbos.
Lila.
No, it's because Lila, exactly.
Indication that Shabbos is not an esper.
Doesn't take Shez Mangrom. So says the Chlichem, the Givaldik Kirchid, she says like this. Why do we have to kill? What's the wrong about Amalek? Amalek goes against Hashgochas Hashem. Asher kor chabaderech is Hashgochas Hashem. Shabbos is our affirmation on Hashgochas Hashem. Says the Klichem that if you kill an Amalek on Shabbos by violating Shabbos, you're not killing Amalek, you're making Amalek stronger. So therefore, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Says that that's what the Klichem, that's what the Avnei Nezer means. Says I mekayim the mitzvah, I mekayim my divrei by Rabbi because it didn't make sense otherwise. Because killing Amalek on Shabbos is actually strengthening. Says that's why is the mitzvah says Shez Mangrom is not chal on Shabbos. Mashenke by Shiva Samimin. You're right, it's a nisur, but. Like what he said, doesn't make a difference. There's nothing wrong. You did an Avera, but you still become the mitzvah. That's why Shiva Samimin, no Shemar Chayev. The only question still remains is one very simple question. Why is Amalek a Mrs. Beis Din? Comes out that it's like a vigilante. It's that all of us take the din into our own hands to kill it. It's not that we have to kill him. It's not a purge. It's time an idea that we go ahead and take Mrs. Beis Din. Why is it that Mechias Amalek is the only Mises Beis Din that we take in our own hands? There is another terse on the Marcheshes. Marcheshes is an amazing sefer. He is one of the nicest things in Marcheshes. This Marcheshes is a classic. The Marcheshes goes into the following. There is a Bahag. The Bahag says that Noshim, even though they're chayv in Megillah, they cannot be Moitzi Noshim. So Tois understands because they are chayev on shmiya, they're not chayev on kriya. What does that mean? So says the Arman Cheshes, if you look at the Gemara says by Kriyas HaMegillah, is kriya upirsuminisa. The Gemara, when the Gemara explains why you could read the Megillah, even though you don't understand the whole Megillah, chashtrani be'an ramochim, it's a word that we don't understand. The Gemara says because the mitzvah is kriya upirsuminisa. Asks the Marcheshes, what's this double lotion? Kriya and Pirsuminisa. He says, Pirsuminisa makes sense. Kriya, the pshat is that there is a mitzvah of Zechira Samolek that we have on Shabbos in the Torah. But he says, the Gemara learns that Mechia Samolek is written in three places. From the Pasuk Ksav Zoy Zikor and Besefer, is written the Chumash twice, Melchem Samolek. Melchem Samolek is written on the Novi, the story by Agag that we read on Shabbos, and written by the Megillah. Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Mechia, of what you call the Kriyas HaMegillah, as an extension of remembering the story of Amalek. That's what it means. Kriya means is a din kriya of Parsha Zohar, and that's a din, the Rabbona, the Olmesakin, that you should be maskir Mechia Samolek through the Megillah, plus Pirsuminisa. Noshim are not chayav in Parsha Zohar because they're not mechayav in Mechia Samolek. That's what the Bag says. They are only chayev mitzad persumenisa, not mitzad kriya, and therefore they cannot be moitzia noshim. That's what the Bahag, that's how the Marchesh brings Bahag. Says the Marchesh the following, the same question. Why aren't noshim chayev? He wants to say a givaldik vort. So why? Because he also learns that Amalek is a din of Misas Beis Din. Misas Beis Din is only by yoim. There's no Misas Beis Din balayla. The Gemara says, right? If the Gemara learns whatever the apostle, the Gemara has a apostle, that mitzvahs based in is only by Yom Balayla. So if mitzvahs, and if the aloha is only mitzvah is by Yom Balayla, so noshim are potur mi mechias amolik balayla. So his mitzvah says just mangroma. He says, so the Gemara Megillah always says that Laila's loves manil chomoy. The Gemara says that night is not the time of war. Posh pshat you learn. You don't wage war at night. Why not? Because there's no lights. It's tough. A thousand years ago to wage a war at night, it's tough. There's no night vision, no night goggles. So there, no. According to this, there is no chiyuv at night. Because if it's midin milchoma, it's no problem. But by mechia samolik is a din what? Is a din of Misas Beis Din. Misas Beis Din, there's no balayla. The Gemara learns there has to be only during the day. So therefore, there's no last mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do at night. It says bishlema by so zokter very gishmak. That's why noshma potur is a mitzvah seser just one groma because there's no chiyuv at night.
Yeah, the Gemara says there's no chiyuv at night. Or
Marcheshes says. The Marcheshes. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel. Let me tell you the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah says the following: that the Malach comes to Yeshua and says, "Why you mevatel tomishel ben arba'im, and now you mevatel Torah? You have a problem." Frag the Yeshua, 1 second, I'm doing a war. The Gemara says, Laila loves man milchomo. At night, you should not be waging war. The posh pshat you learn is practically you can't wage war at night. You didn't have goggles, you didn't have these night goggles. So lemay say you're not doing war, go learn Torah, bring the korban tomeshu ben arba'im. So the Marchesh is not pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara that there is bechlal is not a chiyuv at night because it's a misas bezin. There's no misas bezin this night. He says bishlam. So why oy bazoy noshim archayev in shiva samimin lechora emizvan lav milchom balayla? He says because by the milchom of Eretz Yisrael, there are two aspects of it. There is one aspect of it which is misas bezin to kill losechay kol neshama, but then there is kibush Eretz Yisrael and noshim archayev in kibush Eretz Yisrael because they are chayev the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. So ein achinami mitzad mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael noshim archayev mitzad mitzvahs Beis Din taki there's no chiyuv milchoma even at night perhaps by shiva samimin but mitzad kibush Eretz Yisrael there is and kibush Eretz Yisrael noshim archayev so the only chayev mitzad kibush Eretz Yisrael that's why he says very gishmak the Gemara when he says the daf mem dalet the kal is yoytze michuposa the Gemara says kegoyin watsa milchemes mitzvah milchemes Yeshua lichboish. Why not Milchemes Yeshua Sami? Milchemes Yeshua because you're killing Shiva Samimin. Mitzad killing Shiva Samimin is she's potter. If it's a she's one groma, it's only mitzad what? Kibu Shiva Samimin. Vimela Zokter comes out a big nafkimin al aloha. You know what nafkimin al aloha is? At night, women can read. Because at night, the Kriya at night is not mitzad Parsha Zohar, Kriya Samegillah. Why? Because there's no Milchoma Samolek Balayla. So that Kriya is only a Kriya mitzad Pirsum in Isa. And therefore, Noshe will be allowed to do it. In the morning, which has two deans, is a din, like the Gemara says, Kriya and Pirsum in Isa. Mitzad Kriya, they're potur. But at night, there's never Kriya because there's no Milchoma at night. It says that answers to his kasha. To his kasha, how can the Bahak say noshim anam moitzi anoshim? The Mishnah in Arachim says a kol kshem imriko is a megillah. The Gemara says a kol lerabu yimai lerabu yonoshim. So he says, ah, you want to say the only read to noshim? Mecha teis. The Mishnah says a kol kshem imriko is a megillah. Zog ter marchesh is that Mishnah is talking about the kriya of the night noshim archayev. And they are moitzi everybody because they are equal. But she ain't get the kriya of the day. And again, the kasha comes back. According to the marcheshes, why comes out the only milchoma in the world, which is only a din of Misas Beis Din, is Amalek. Shiva Samimin, there is Misas Beis Din, but there's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So there's no problem. The only one which is Misas Beis Din Mamish is specifically here. And the question is why. And then I want to ask you a third question. Shteitin Rambam, the mitzvah is Zechira Samolek, it's tol, the Chinuch says it's tol in the Mechia. Whoever is chayiv in Mechia Samolek is chayiv in Zechira. The Rambam says why? Because you have to be, you have to remember a vosu if it's in us, you have to remember what Amolek did to us, to kill him because of that sinah. So in other words, it's not that you should remember a call for arms. You have to know why you're killing him. That's why in the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Metzave Shmuel to kill Agag. He says, why? Pakadit yis asher Amalek. I remember what Amalek did, and therefore go and go kill him. By the way, the Brisket says something very givaldic. If you read the Haftorah, what happens? They save Agag. So Shmuel takes Agag to himself, and he gives a drosha. Kasher shikla minashim, kasher shikla nashim charbecha, ken tishkal minashim imecha. The Shmuel tells Agag, the same way that your sword made women lose their children, your mother is going to lose you. And he kills them. And everybody says, why does he give a drosha? Well, there's not enough drosha. What?
Just kill him.
Just kill him. If a fuch, you shouldn't be on. He says, he's a Molech. So Zog the Brisk is, yeah, because the Rambam says you can't just kill a Molech. It's not purged that you just kill a Molech. You have to remember killing for a reason. And you have to kill him. So Shmuel is saying, I'm killing you for a reason. You killed other people. You made other people lose their children. Like a Yerotzen. Which apparently comes out crazy. This is crazy. We have to remember what he did. That when we kill him, just don't kill him randomly. You have to remember why you're killing him. It's mamish crazy. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go kill Amalek. That's some Pakadi teacher said Amalek. I remember Amalek this time killing him. What kind of a crazy mitzvah this is? So killing a Molech is a din. So the three kashas we have are the following. Number one kasha is you have a Molech is a Rigas Beis Din. Why is it all Mrs. Beis Din? Number two, according to the Marcheshes, Kriya Samegillah is a kiyum of Zechira Samolek. That's why Noshim were a potter with Zechira Samolek, they're potter from. What's the kasha? You just read Pasha Zohar. First of all, there's not even a story of a Molech there. There's only at best a remez der homo no zagogi. That's mitzvah's Parsha Zohar. And they institute in such a way that if you're potter from Parsha Zohar, you cannot be moitzi people with Kriya Samegillah. Why not? And number three, why you have to remember what they did? So to explain this, I just want to tell you, what is a Molech? What is the whole idea of a Molech? Tzodik says, always a Molech. Quotes the Zohar. Zohar in Parsha's Beshalach says, a Molech is the spitz of Esav. Esav, the Nochash, Tsefa, which is the most of the most vicious, the most poisonous of the snakes, Begimatri Amalek. What's the pshat? Esav is Midas Adin. Esav is Midas Adin. He takes the Yitzchak. He's the one who kills people. Midas Adin. Amalek takes Midas Adin to the extreme. Because what is Midas Adin? Midas Adin is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens, let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Midas Adin to us? He hides away from us. The idea of Midas Adin is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides away. That's why Midas Adin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides away, he gives us the ability to earn the Din. All Midas Adin is the hiding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek seizes on that. He sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. To tell you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, doesn't react in this area. In this world, he's completely hidden and removed. He takes Midas Adin to the extreme. That even when there is a miracle, He pooh-poohs it. And he says, you know something, it's not really a miracle, this is natural. He tries to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from this world. He separates the world of spiritual from the world of physical by using Midas Adin, which is the hiding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ultimate extreme. Elohim is Midas Adin. What is Elohim begimatria? Hateva, right? The Pasuk says, Ki Shemesh Umagen Hashem Elohim. Havaye is the sun. The filter that covers it is called Midas Adin. Ki Shemesh Umagen, the Shemesh and the filter is Havaye Elohim. He sees it. That's why Ki Lo Yore Elohim. He doesn't have the fear of Elohim, because Elohim means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is removed. I seize that opportunity. He is the one who distorts and seizes on Midas Adin. Our punishment to use is to use Midas Hadin to punish him. This is the only place in the world that we as Jews take Midas Hadin into our own hands and we apply Misas Beis Din as a vigilante. The vigilante is this: somebody who distorted Midas Hadin gets applied Midas Hadin by any one of us. But you know what we do? We give a reason. You know, so you know what the separation of Amalek is? Amalek is the guy who takes the world of physical as completely independent and doesn't connect to the world of thought, to the world of spiritual. The Niglo is what's revealed. He separates from the world of Nistar. It's the world that you don't think about it. You know how Amalek succeeds? Making us not think about things. The Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim says, you know, the Derech HaDei Tzohar. Exactly right. That's the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally hidden. That's why Amalek is exactly right. The Tikkun of Amalek, the Zechiras Ma'ase Amalek, is Dafka, says the Marcheshet Kesa Megillah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally hidden. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is with a mask. We still find him by thinking and analyzing. Do you know what Mesilas Yesharim says? You know what the Derech HaDei Tzohar is? He makes you not think. Work, run, don't think. That's the Derech Vetzahara. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not obvious. You've got to think. By Homan, that's the story. They didn't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you analyze, you put things together, you saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you need to think. You know, the Malach of Esav, when Yaakov asked the name, what did he say? Lama Zeh Tishal Shmi. Why would you ask my name? That's the name of the Shorosh Leisov. That's his name. See, his name is, why do you ask my name? Because he's, you know where he thrives? Not asking any questions. Take things at face value. If you ask too many questions, if you think too much, you don't follow it. I always say, you know something, Amazon took the idea of the Etzahar to the max. You know what the biggest invention? It's called the one click. Because you don't think about it, you just click it, that's it. Because if you think twice, you'll never buy it. This is the Etzahar.
I could
not chase shalom, but he knows the culture of Esav. This is the culture to thrive. Make people not think. Don't think too much. Do you know? Therefore, the tikkun on Amalek is Kriyas HaMegillah, that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's hidden, and what we do needs to be thought out. Therefore, Amalek is the only mitzvah that you have to know and think why you're killing him. Just don't kill him on the rod.
On the other hand, the whole world of Purim is out of the world.
So, Shteitner Rav Tzodek, no, Chas V'Sholom. He says, Rav Moshe always says, he's not removing the Seichel. The Tachlis Hadas is Sholeida. You think so much that you realize that as much as you know, you don't know enough. But it's not removing, say, okay, I will just go blindly, the purge, Chas V'Sholom. That's why the Rambam says, not that you go get drunk, you go ahead and you get drunk and you sleep, because when you sleep, you take your das to something above das. Ad Eloyoda is not going below das, but it's going above das. You know what Amalek does? He says, don't use your das. That's it. That's why he is called in Chazal Amal Koif, is the work of the monkey. Monkey does make, by the way, something givaldic. You know, there's only one parsha. Every parsha needs to have a many psukim, 10 psukim. Any parsha less than 10 psukim, you don't do. There's one exception, the parsha of Amalek is 9. It's a Inyan Sholem. What's the pshat? That Dafka, that parsha. So Rabbi Shapira, yes, once Rabbi Shapira, because I had a Havana, his Havana. The idea is that the 10 is the 9, which is the physical. The world of physical is 9. The Bar always says that's the rule of 9. And the 10th is the spiritual, which is the Asiri Kodesh Lashem, which is connected. Amalek tries to separate the two. You know how the tikkun of Amalek is? to make the 10th as part of the 9. As long as the 10 and 9 are separate, you could cut it off. But if the 9 embeds the 10 into it, that there is a world of spirituality of thought embedded in the physical, Amalek can succeed. The only partial that has 9 psukim is the partial because Amalek. Because it's not 10, it's a partial of 9. Everybody said, this is the message. We live in a world that the world, I always look at New York, everybody's running, 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 running. That's a derech v'dezohar. That's what the state in the Mesillas Yesharim. Tichbadal avoidem, don't think about it. A rat race. That's why Mechia Samolek is applying Midas Adin for his distortion, using it, the parsha of Mechia Samolek, dafka through the parsha of the Megillah. But what you have to do before you kill him, think about it. Why are you doing it? And you've got to speak it out, because if you do that, that's a real tikkun amolek. HaKadosh Baruch allow us that indeed, from the world of Das, we should succeed to the world beyond Das, which are the Lo Yodam.